Traders at Jebel Market are rejecting a call from the Chamber of Commerce to pay for food given to soldiers from the South Sudan People's Defense Force, or SSPDF. The troops were sent to the market during the recent anti-Sudanese protests across the country. Charles Oloya, a trader at Jebel Market, says he pays a monthly security fee of 40,000 South Sudan pounds to the chamber.
They were claiming that there is one guy who was paying the money for feeding them and water. So it was like 27 million. So they told us that we have to contribute. Like here they came, they want 300,000. The other bigger doers, they were saying that they want 500,000. But I was asking them, every month they're claiming that there is a money for the security, 40,000. Like me, I'm paying 40,000 here. So I was asking them, where is this money going? Because 40,000 in these, all these shops, I think it's enough. So they were forcing us to pay.
Emmanuel Confucius is the chairperson for the Chamber of Commerce in Jebel Market. He says over 300 soldiers were deployed to the market at the request of the traders during the anti-Sudan protests.
The first day they gave them 3 million from Kator block. The second day they gave them 3.65. This they gave to those commanders of the soldiers. Immediately they put in their car and they go. So feeding, morning, evening, water, these 300 people. So we borrow this money. Now the credit is 18 million. How to contribute these people? Then they said, let them form a committee to go and collect the money. If somebody give them 200, it's okay. They give them 15, it's okay. The others give them 20, it's okay. That's to contribute that amount.
A trader who only identified himself as Joseph for fear of reprisal from the Chamber of Commerce asks why the soldiers have to be paid, even though the traders pay taxes to the government.
If we are the ones paying the National Army to protect the nation, what is the work of the government? This is the work of the government, because anything the government wants from traders, we have paid. They want the license, we pay. Money for security, money to keep Juba clean and green, we have paid. Now for protection of the people and their property, should we be the ones to pay? As a trader in Jebel Zone, this is not right and very wrong.
Lurai Kong, the spokesperson of the South Sudan People's Defense Force, says the government pays its soldiers to protect the people and their property.
SSPDF and other organized forces, they are employees of the government, and that's why they are on the payroll of the government. And whenever, at the end of every month, they are paid for service they render. So why would they be paid twice? If it was done, it was an extortion by some individuals within the organized forces, and it is unacceptable.
During the anti-Sudan protests last month, several shops were looted in Juba, prompting the deployment of security forces in market for weeks. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.